she was trying to say, you have a wonderful audience, and they're very engaged in listening, and their lives are being changed with your metamorphic words that are empowering them to find their physical, non-physical, not offend the labyrinth of their mind, and setting the stage for these ascended human creators to be on the earth, on the planet, that can freely and easily be, do, or have anything that they would like to be, do, or have. So if you have all this, why don't you set some breathing exercises that energize these human creators to stop all this tomfoolery and gang banging and drug dealing and gang raping and pedophilia and all these nastiness that goes on that we can't even straighten out our own houses, so we have to leave Iraq, Iran, and all of the Shiite Muslim world that has a Palestinian point of view, Gaza engaged or otherwise, so that we no longer have to be the conscience and the policeman for the whole wide world. And we'd say, but you wouldn't find it any fun. Otherwise, that could be absolutely your absolute embrace. But it's not about those people, those countries, or those things. It's about the battle is not right and wrong. The battle since your beginning has been who's in charge.
Mm-hmm. And who's to blame?
Who's to blame is the political candor that comes along 30 seconds later.